Following It's Your Money with Gene Isley and David Dyer Thierman is pre-recorded.
Good morning and welcome to It's Your Money. I am David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney, and part of the It's Your Money Hour.
And I am Gene Isley, the other part of the It's Your Money Hour, and we welcome you this rainy, rainy weekend. It's going to be, a washout both days, but it gives you time to get stuff done around the house that you wouldn't normally do, right?
I was just going to say, you go two steps forward, one step back, you tend to a few matters, and look, over the years, you save up money, you work hard to get a nice house, and then you fix it up. When you go out and about, one thing you realize is, you know, if I have a nice meal at my house, my beautiful house that I've worked for and maintained throughout the years, it's a pretty good life. So during these months, you can, if you're not enjoying the yard, you can enjoy the inside of your house. And it's a little special to be cozy, as we say, because the temperature, if it's a little drizzly this weekend, the temperature is still moderate. South Jersey.
It's 50 degrees already.
Exactly. So go out, you know, put on your bathing suit. It's a little wet.
No.
Okay, maybe don't do that. So we're here for you, David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney, with our trusted guiding ship over there, Gene M. Isley. Good morning, Gene M. Isley.
Good morning, David. It's so nice to have you in studio.
Yes, this is my chair over here. I've been calling in the last couple weeks.
I know. I've missed you.
Well, what happens is someone, we try to keep current with world affairs. So what's happened is the president and a lot of his administration spent the holidays in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So not to be out of the loop, someone had to take the short straw. And the idea is who gets the short straw and has to follow the administration and fly down to Florida. And I volunteered.
How did you figure that was a short straw?
Just for that purpose, Gene.
Okay. It's not the short stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't down in Florida for the warm weather during the holidays. I was there just to follow.
Yeah, I understand it was cool down there.
It was a little cool. Well, what happens, it can be this time of year in Florida, when you get up early in the morning, it can be cool, but then it gets 20 degrees warmer as the day goes. So by lunchtime, it's very warm. In the morning, it's cool. But we're happy to be where I've been all my life, which is what I call SJ, South Jersey. And what I had done, just to let people know, I had mentioned this, is the gas tax went up, the tolls went up. So Gene drove me into work and to the radio this morning. Thank you, Gene. And what I did with the gasoline, I filled up all the containers at the house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So you know those, uh-huh. what are those jars, mason jars?
Mason jars?
Yeah, yeah. 100 of those with unleaded gas.
Oh, my God.
No, we didn't.
But my car takes regular.
Yes, yes.
Which is nice.
I wouldn't know. You drove. No, thank you. We're same way. Mine takes regular gas. That's a big savings. It's an interesting situation. It's a pity that the American manufacturers, a lot of their cars take regular versus premium, mm-hmm. okay? And they don't market that. That is a pretty good savings if you have a car that can take regular gasoline. And over the years, they don't market that enough because... yeah, like a Lincoln or many General Motors cars, they take regular gas.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And my bicycle doesn't even take gas, Gene, but it was a little chilly coming in this morning. No, we're here for you.
That's a visual, David.
Yes, we only start off on good news the first of the year. A little bit of a topsy-turvy, but the stock market and Wall Street, if you've been consistent with a plan... You've kept to your plan, not gone with the different crazinesses over the years. You had a good year last year, and this year, starting off on a good note for the first week.
Yeah, for the first week, it was a good week. And, again, corporate earnings drive the market. They expect to see some decent earnings coming through for fourth quarter. There's still... Are they going to lower rates? Are they not going to lower rates? There's that's up in the air. We're not going to know that for a while. But, you know, the jobs number came out a little light. Of course, you know, you failed to recognize that was during the government shutdown as well. So that particular report may be a tad skewed. I I don't know who's doing the counting, but we'll see how it plays out. I don't think that you're going to see much in the line of interest rate reduction at this point, but probably within the first quarter you should see it. So let's fingers crossed, because that interest rates affect everything. Mortgage rates, CD rates, money market fund rates. Now the president is talking about doing something about the charges that credit card companies are able to levy on people with credit card balances. Although I don't believe you should be carrying balances, you need to pay them off. Why would you pay that interest to a credit card company when you just flush that down the drain? So my recommendation is absolutely pay off your credit card debt. And then you take a look at what other debt you have that's not deductible on the interest side. And that's what you should be tackling next. So,
or as Gina Misley and myself always say, don't spend money.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
You know, it's funny. You look at the things that you spend on, and Tom and I like to dine out a lot. So our bills are mainly from restaurants. You know, I don't go shopping for clothes or jewelry or, you know, things that I don't need. And, of course, now that I'm not working full time, you know, you don't have to go spending the money on clothes to only wind up putting in a bag and giving away.
And what happens in my office, Gene, people like their estate lawyer consistent. So I just wear that same outfit. People say, of course we remember you. Weren't you wearing that same outfit, Mr. Thierman?
No,
we change it. But it is interesting. I went to the supermarket the other day after working, picked up a couple items. And I go to cash out, the cashier, and the lady goes, oh, you look like you have an important job. It was cute. It was cute because I had my tie on. And I said, no, you have an important job. You know, right. Everyone's job is important. But I always wear the same. Years back, I used to wear a suit to work. But I wear my dress shirt, a tie, and a V-neck sweater. And one day, you know, it becomes a uniform. It's pretty much if I went to a fast food place and you put on a uniform,
mm-hmm.
I wear my white or blue shirt, a tie, and a V-neck sweater, and it's just like someone going somewhere else. It's a uniform. It works out well. Meanwhile, on a tax front, give you some good news, because Gene M. Isley last year was a good year if you've invested prudently, mm-hmm. and this year starting off on a good note. On tax news, Gene said, I figure, well, we'll always give you good tax news. So the good tax news is you don't live in California.
That's right.
So this was an interesting situation. So what's happening is, by the way, it's helping Miami real estate. I guess people in California like a little density because Miami's dense, but a nice area. So a few people announcing they're trying to become Florida residents out of California, because what California, the idea is they would have a vote coming up at the end of the year. At the end of a year. And this is always the political pitch. Ready? There'd be a one-time tax, just once, temporary.
Temporary.
By the way, you know the income tax? That started under Woodrow Wilson, who is a New Jersey resident and politician.
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
We won't say that. The income tax was temporary back in the 1930s. It's just 100 years later, still here. So mm-hmm. temporary taxes tend to be permanent. Okay?
Yeah, they do.
So one, there's a proposal in California, but we live on the East Coast, so you can be happy about taxes. Proposal in California that there'd be a temporary tax.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Temporary, yeah. One-time tax on billionaires, okay? Just on other people, okay? Taking money from other people and giving it to lawyers and politicians, that's going to better your life.
Yeah.
By the way, that's paid for by the Lawyers and Politicians Association. Thank you, Gene. Okay?
No, it's
so where's that money going? It can stay with those wealthy people who created all those companies, or go to lawyers and politicians. Thank you. Well, thank you now. I'm getting thank you cards, okay? Yeah, and all
so.
The lawyers and politicians for all the money we're going to be getting from the temporary tax. We're going to be sending thank you for all those taxpayers who believe that if we as lawyers and politicians get extra money, they'll be better off, Gene.
What's the purpose of the temporary tax?
Yeah, the purpose of the temporary tax is to help you. It's to help the other people in California with their medical issues, because the medical situation with insurance companies they're really running things well along with the politicians. They just need more money, Gene.
Oh,
the politicians and lawyers, give it to the insurance companies. You'll be better off. And we take it from the people who started the businesses. Well, the idea is...
Who employ all those people.
Who employ all those people, who are then leaving California. But the idea of the wealth tax would be, if it's at the end of the year, people are going to leave, so we're going to make it retroactive. So the idea would be we pass it at the end of the year, but if you're a California resident on January 1st of 2026, you're still subject to the tax.
Oh, my gosh.
But the running joke of it is, what was interesting, is I'm reading a story in one of the newspapers, and a lot of times I'll look at who wrote it. It's a tax article, and the tax article is wrong, okay? It's like, well, this is all wrong. It's an AP story, and I'll look it up. And the writer, he wrote for Variety magazine, Rolling Stone magazine,
oh my God,
Entertainment magazine. He never had an accounting course. So I read the article, and I should have picked up which paper it was, but I was reading an article about the proposed California wealth tax. And it said, you know, they would vote this at the end of the year. Okay.
Okay.
And then it said, well, California has a mixed history of raising taxes. I was like, I'm sorry, what was that?
Mixed?
Mixed, as if California doesn't always raise taxes. Okay. So for our purposes and for our listeners and not the person who wrote the article, out of all 50 states, the state that has a mixed history, no, they don't, then the number one highest tax, income tax state. What state is that? California, Gene. It's not because they have a mixed history. Some years they lower the taxes, they raise the taxes. There's one state with the highest income tax. You know what that is?
What?
California.
Okay.
There's one state with the highest gas tax. You know what state that is?
It's not New Jersey.
California.
Okay.
By the way, you know what state's number two with the gas tax? Pennsylvania.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you'll see a lot of people, if you're going to King of Prussia, you're on the Schuylkill, people always wonder, you know, there's a family pushing the car. They're not driving it. Well, in Pennsylvania, you don't want to use your gasoline because it's the second highest gas tax and by far the highest gas tax on the East Coast. So a lot of people will just put their car in neutral in Pennsylvania and the family pushes it. So that's why you see that often.
I don't think I've ever seen that, David.
Yeah, I know. Here's what happens, ready? You think of a story. What can you relate to the gas tax? And people are thinking, it wasn't a good story, Mr. Thierman. Well, if it was a better story, I wouldn't be an estate tax and nursing home lawyer. So we're trying the best, Gina Misley.
Well, the good news is the estate exemption is up. They've increased that, right?
It's now they have.
$15 billion per person?
Yeah, $15
million. $1
million. So billion Sorry. Is next year.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Well, I liked it last year. It was almost as if you were going to a shopping store. You know how something's $19.95?
Right.
Last year, you were allowed to pass away with $13,990,000. And if you were over $13,990,000, you had to put everyone on life support. Because this year it goes up to $15 million. So the poor soul that dies in December could be taxed, but if you live another year or another week, you're not taxed. So it's $15 million this year. They actually value your assets when you pass away on a federal level. This year you're allowed to have, as Gina Misley said, $15 million, and that's called the federal estate tax.
New Jersey, however...
Well, New Jersey keeps their figure. What did they raise their figure to? Same as last year and the year before, $500 if you don't have children.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happens. You're extremely wealthy, millionaire, billionaire. You don't have children or you lost your only child. What does New Jersey allow you to have? $500.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lose your only child, you don't have children, you die with over $500, New Jersey gets 15% of your house, 15% of your car, 15% of your IRAs, your bank accounts. That's called the New Jersey inheritance tax, payable within 8 months of death. Pennsylvania, while New Jersey taxes people without children, Pennsylvania taxes both, with or without children. You die, you pay a tax. And what's worse in Pennsylvania, we always say it this way, drives me crazy, is they'll have all the politicians in Philadelphia outside City Hall stop the gun violence. You get shot and killed in Philadelphia. Guess what you do?
Pay a tax.
Pay a tax. The politicians benefit. Oh, another person shot. We catch a check. Any exception for being murdered? Nope. We want money. Any exception for someone dying in a war? No, we want money. You have a loved one die in a car crash? Pennsylvania profits. You have a loved one die of cancer? Pennsylvania profits. So Pennsylvania, they call it an inheritance tax. You know what it is? We profit when your relative dies. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get rid of the Pennsylvania tax?
You move.
You move. Okay? But paid for by the Division of Tourism of New Jersey. Now, I pitch that oftentimes, but the New Jersey Division of Tourism says a little dark. But true.
It's true.
It's true. Meanwhile, the phone lines are open, Jean.
Yes, they are. 609-927-1100. If you've got a question, a comment you'd like to share, tidings for the new year. A new year.
Oof. Yes, and by the way, the hour goes quickly, so 927-1100 to reach Gina Meisley, David R. Thierman, 927-1100. Later on this afternoon, if you'd like to come to Gene's for lunch, Gene, your home number and address again?
I won't be there.
She won't be there. She'll be out and about.
It's my chore day.
Yes, and Gene M. Isley. So I'm still at the office because Gene M. Isley said, if I'm taking time off, you should work more, David.
That's right.
Thank you, Gene.
You're welcome, David.
So Gene M. Isley is officially not in the office, but...
That's true.
Financially, it's her life.
Whew. All those years, 5 decades.
Was it a little strange not going to the office this week?
Yes, it's very strange, I have to say. But, you know, it's amazing because the things that I've got projects started at the house and, you know, we're going to be working on St. Nicholas of Tolentine in Atlantic City to finish the renovation of the church. We've got to raise some money for that. And we're going to start on that in the next couple weeks. So there's a lot going on. I know I'm going to be busy as all get out. Our place in Florida, it's still under construction almost 2 years later. I don't think they know what they're doing, in all honesty, but at least we have sliding glass doors. We hadn't had sliding glass doors since August. It's a good idea to take them out during the storm season, don't you think?
It's always a good idea, Jean. Oh, everything simple is complicated.
I know. We couldn't even go down there because I couldn't bear to look at it. It's just insane. But, you know, there's a lot going on. And, you know, the one thing that you want to do is try and get your affairs in order and make sure that your documents are in order and that they say what you want them to say. And I know that was, you know, Tom and I review our documents periodically. And, you know, certain things change, not a lot, but certain things change in your life and priorities change. So it's the start of a new year, and I think it's a good idea. Get your documents out. It's going to be a rainy weekend. Great weekend to just review what you have. And remember, we never, ever, ever write on our documents. Get out your little yellow sticky pad and make notes by the paragraphs you want to adjust or change or comments you want to add or delete. You've just got to be sure that you do not write on your documents because you can negate them. And that would be terrible. So we don't want to do that. So get your documents out. Make sure, especially your power of attorney. You know, I always start the warnings and the ideas flourishing as Thanksgiving approaches because as you sit around the family dining table, seeing who's picking on whom and who's trying to make the peace and who's being an agitator or whose spouse is being an agitator, this gives you some insight as to who you want to name in positions of power over your assets. So you've got to be careful about this. Your power of attorney, I feel it's the most important document you have while you're breathing. It controls your life and your money. And, you know, who do you trust with your checkbook? Who do you trust with your investments?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Gene. I can tell you anonymously, I had a nice person in the office this week. And they were a little concerned as they get older. Not that you pass away, but you need help. And that's what a power of attorney is. And they said, well, I don't have a child. And I told them, I said, well, whether you have a child or not,
mm-hmm.
you could have a child who doesn't have their affairs in order.
Right.
So I'll have the 80-year-old mother with the 50-year-old daughter. And you know what the 80-year-old mother does? She always helps out and guides the daughter, even at 50. Well, if the mother has an issue, a health issue, the 80-year-old's always been helping the 50-year-old. The 50-year-old daughter hasn't gotten her life in order. Mm. And it's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual.
For your relative, when you look, just like you could have brothers and sisters, you're all different. It's not unusual for your relative not to have his or her affairs in order. If you twist a knee or twist a hip and end up in rehab a few weeks, if your loved one can't take care of his or her affairs, how good do you think they're going to be
right. At
taking care of your affairs? So the idea is that's not the executor. This is a separate document, as Gina Misley said. General Durable Power of Attorney says who would assist you if you can't take care of yourself? And if you're married, the answer is your spouse has no rights. What?
That's right.
Yeah, your spouse has no rights. So the fact you're married does not give you the right to sign someone else's name. So if you want your spouse to take care of you, you actually need a document, a general durable power of attorney. And if you don't want your spouse to take care of you, you want someone else, your brother, your sister, a child from a prior marriage, the person you're having an affair with behind your spouse's back. That actually happens, okay?
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah. You're allowed to pick your lover, which hopefully is your spouse, or if it's not your spouse, can you pick a lover behind your spouse's back as your power of attorney? The answer is yes, you can. Can you pick your spouse? Can you pick children from a prior marriage, brother, sister, accountant? You can pick anyone you like as your power of attorney. And what does the estate lawyer say? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Because you're the boss.
You're the boss. Yes. And, you know, again, these decisions, they can be changed. You know, basically, as David has said in the past, it's just words on paper. And you can change this. You can change your will. You can change the power of attorney. You can change your living will. But you should review them periodically just to make sure they're current and accurate and say what you want them to say. So it's really essential. And, you know, we're going to take a little short break at the bottom of the hour, which is a great time for you to go get another cup of coffee because you don't want to hear the headline news. It's going to be depressing.
Oh, the headline news will be sensationalized bad news.
Yeah, yeah, terrible. Yeah. It's just terrible. Crazy times. But
back to financial is better.
Back to financial.
And legal.
Yes, absolutely. We love that. We love that. So if you do have a question for us, you want to little guidance on something you're trying to work through or get some other opinion about, we are here for you. David is an estate, tax, and nursing home attorney, and I no longer advise clients, but I've been in the business for several decades.
So you have a little of experience.
Yeah, right.
So you can reach, I guess, my office.
And you can reach David's law office in Summers Point, right on New Road in Summers Point at 609-653-6003. So, as I say, we're going to take a quick break. Time for more coffee or another glass of orange juice. And then we'll have the second half of It's Your Money for this second weekend. And is it the second weekend of the new year? Yeah. It's the 9th, 10th. Wow. 10 days already. Hard to believe.
Well, we'll go back 5 days. How's that?
And why?
Yeah, we change the calendar back and forth. You know how they change the calendar? We can have our own calendar.
Oh, sure.
Sure. It's the first week of January. What the heck?
It's hard to believe, but they say the closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. Like a roll of toilet paper. Good morning and welcome back to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, joined by our co-host, David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney.
Good morning, Jean M. Isley.
Good morning, David. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Good to be back, Jean. And, you know, looking at the beginning of the year, so this week there was, Wall Street had a pretty good week. I think there was no upset to speak of that, you know, the job numbers were steady. They didn't drop tremendously, weren't through the roof where they saw inflation. So job numbers are steady. Corporations are reporting pretty good profits. So after a terrific 2025, business-wise, 2026 seems to be on the right path.
So far, so good. We'll see. I don't know what's going on with individual states. As far as we had a caller off the air who wanted to discuss the one big beautiful bill, the tax on Social Security, the tax on tips, there are limits. There are limits to the tax-free status of tips. You can declare up to $25,000. But again, I don't have the specifics of the bill in front of me. Social Security, there are income limits. So just because, you know, you see a tax-free status of something, they're talking about it. We'll have to see how it, I don't have the specifics of the bill, but I do know that there are income limits. And we have Mr. Wolf calling with a question on taxes. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Okay. I've listened to you for about 15 years.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to say thank you to you and your partner for helping me in my finances, and I did some of the things you told me to. And I'll tell you a little story that I told you 15 years ago. But first, I want to ask you about taxes. I heard if you die in New Jersey, you have to pay a tax to your relatives.
So what will happen is the tax is on, it's a death tax. It's on the person dying. They call it an inheritance tax. It sounds less mean-spirited. So one day you pass away a New Jersey resident. It depends on whether or not you have children. Do you have children?
No children.
Okay, so when you have no children, New Jersey thinks you should pay a tax. But they only tax the wealthy of us, the wealthiest of us. The tax only applies if you're worth over $500. And that figure has been around for decades. It's never changed. Once you're over $500, not just the amount over $500, but the first $500 also, Gene, is taxed to your nieces, nephews. You pay the tax of 15%. So if you had a $100,000 house, leaving it to nieces and nephews, there's a $15,000 tax. If you're homeless in a $10,000 car, New Jersey gets $1,500. So New Jersey has a 15% tax on people leaving assets to nieces, nephews, friends when you don't have children, and that's called the inheritance tax. How do you get rid of that tax? You take a boat trip south.
Yeah.
The ferry to Delaware, because if you take the ferry to Delaware, you know what the tax is? Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard. You know what it is? You, as an estate tax lawyer, you learn about the taxes, the calculations. You know what a terrible day is? When a family comes in, they've never heard of a tax, and they're sobbing left and right. Mr. Thierman, we need your help. We've lost a loved one. And during that hour, somehow I've got to figure out how to break the news that they're going to owe a tax, and New Jersey's going to profit from the worst day of their life. So it is heartbreaking. New Jersey has that tax. Pennsylvania in the Northeast. Go south, the tax disappears.
So you're telling me if I'm, let's just say your whole estate's worth $1 million, you die in New Jersey, and you have one, two, three, four rows or whatever it is.
Right.
The total amount is 1.5.
On $1 million, it would be $150,000.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, the answer is Trenton's.
No.
I might be kidding, but Trenton's serious. Yes, it's called the New Jersey. It's $150,000.
Okay, I want to tell you a little story I told you about.
It's sad, very sad. Go ahead.
Okay, I called you up about a few times, and I told you my story. I graduated high school, just about getting out of high school. Until I reached the age of 50 years, I never made more than $25,000 to $30,000 a year. Okay, but when I got to high school and got a part-time job after high school, every Friday when I got paid, which was $10-$12, I used to go to PSFS in Philadelphia and put $1.50 in the bank. And I did that my whole life, my whole working life. I always went to the bank on a Friday night. You know, I'm not saying every Friday, but I did. So I'm telling everybody out there, as tough as it is for you, If you're disciplined, you can make it in America.
Disciplined is right. That's the trick. You're absolutely right.
It's never how much you make. It's how much you save.
That's right.
That's right. And I'm 86. I'm 86 years old today. And I want to thank you and your partner and have a good year, healthy year to everybody.
It's a blessing. You're a wonderful. The idea is you're a young man and you have wisdom. We appreciate you listening and being our friend.
Absolutely.
And thank you. And I still go to the gym 2-3 times a week.
Do you really? Good for you.
I work out a fitness, a plan of fitness.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself. God bless and Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you.
You know what I remember as a child, Gene?
That's a wise man. You save. You make a habit of it.
That's it. That's it. Used to be when you were young, there was like the Christmas Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Called the Hanukkah Club or Big Jewish or the Christmas Club. You would take money in each week and put money aside.
Well, you know, it's funny. I worked at First National Bank of South Jersey, the old good old Boardwalk Bank.
Sure.
And I worked there for a very short period of time. And the Christmas clubs, then they started a vacation club because it just forced you to save. So you had the Christmas club that matured the beginning of December, and you had your vacation club that matured the end of, I think it was the end of May or beginning of June, I forget. But those two clubs incentivized people to start to save, save for a reason. And it was really pretty cool.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So the older generation, our parents, our grandparents, you know what they did when they had children? They put money aside.
Yeah.
Every week or month, they would put money aside for the children. So if you asked young parents today, oh, we don't have no money to put, you don't have a dollar? You do this, you do that.
Yeah.
You don't have $5? You can't put any money aside
right.
for the child and invest it. The answer is if you're deciding to have a child, it comes with responsibility.
That's right.
So the idea is with your child, you need to put money aside. And then someone starts complaining. The cost of living is very expensive. Yes, it is. It's always been expensive. So I'll hear this once in a while. A client comes in and says to me, you know, my grandchildren are complaining. It's tough. And the client looks at me and says, let me tell you my story, Mr. Thierman. I came to America as an immigrant from Italy or Ireland. I had nothing.
Yep.
My grandkids don't know what tough is. I had no clothes. I wore clothes from the thrift store.
That's right.
I worked 2 jobs a week. I worked 7 days a week. And I got ahead, and my grandchildren are complaining it's tough. Meanwhile, you're like this. I was talking to someone, and we were talking, I can't name the college, about the major of hospitality at different colleges, okay? Hospitality, hotel management, restaurants, okay? And guess what they tell me? We can't get many students to take that major. Why is that? They don't want to work weekends or holidays.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, guess what? Your parents and grandparents, you know what they worked?
Weekends and holidays. Exactly.
So when someone says it's tough, it's like, well, working weekends and holidays, hospitality, it's a terrific industry. You get ahead. Guess what? Because any job, when you start out, guess what you work?
Weekends and holidays. Exactly.
Jean M. Isley and myself, she was in the financial field. Oh, you work Monday to Friday. No, you don't.
No.
You work evenings giving speeches.
Right.
You work weekends seeing people on the radio. Gene and myself used to drive to radio stations Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
And the answer is, no matter what you do, if you make pizza, you work in the financial industry, the law industry. If you want to get ahead, you got to work harder, start earlier, stay later.
That's right.
Work holidays, work weekends, and lo and behold, guess what? It works. Just like our gentleman said, he made what he made, but he knew to be disciplined and save.
That's right.
So it's never, I'll make more and more. I'll ask for a raise. Well, New Jersey, the income tax rates, they don't adjust. So as you get more from your New Jersey employer, New Jersey just takes it. Okay? Because the New Jersey income tax doubles to $35,000, doubles to $70,000. The more your employer gives you, it doesn't matter because it goes in your pocket and then to Trenton. So the idea is to save your money, invest it, you'll be way ahead. Want to remind you, by the way, the phone lines are open if you would like to call Gina Meisley, because people don't really like to call the estate lawyer. The phone number
sure
in this morning, 609-927-1100. My law office during the week, 609-653-6003. But as we said, Gene and myself were here. And it's always interesting. You should see all the paperwork Gene has. I barely see Gene. There's just the top of her head. There's like 3 feet of paperwork.
Well,
she keeps us going.
You know what it is? There's so many things that come up each week that affect and impact people. And although I can't be giving investment advice now to my former clients, you know, we came through many different types of markets over the years. And the one thing that's been consistent is you've got to get into a habit of saving and investing. And especially when it comes to kids. This is, you know what, Christmas was just, 2.5, 3 weeks ago. How many of the toys that the children opened up that Christmas morning are being stuffed in a corner somewhere? How much money was wasted on things that the kids will never revisit? They'll never want to play with again. They just don't want to do it. So that money could have been put in a 529 account for that child's future schooling. You know, all the money that's wasted, and especially, you know, I listen to grandparents, well, I don't want to just buy them another toy. I don't want to just put another $5 in an envelope that's going to get, I want to make it meaningful. And I think that's the best thing that you can do for children, 529 accounts. Best thing since sliced bread is, in our opinion. We've got a couple callers on the line, so let's get right to them. And our friend Cliff calling from Atlantic City. Good morning, Cliff. Happy New Year.
Good morning. What a blessing you two guys have been.
Aww.
Over the years. I've listened to you guys for many years when you would be traveling to go give speeches and you'd be giving out the dates where you would be at. And I've listened to you over the years. You've been very helpful. And I'm just like this gentleman that called you earlier. When I started out in this life, I was what they call a migrant farm worker.
Oh.
We worked at a migrant farm in Florida. We lived on a farm labor camp.
Wow.
And we traveled the East Coast up to Maryland, hoeing and picking the crop. And when we sacked the potatoes, we went back down south and we stayed in that kind of environment.
And you know what hard work is.
Well, and then I was introduced to a man by the name of Matt Doran after I came up out of the fields in Florida, and I came up here, and he took an interest in me, and he directed me to go to the Air National Guard, which at that time they were not accepting so-called blacks, whatever you want to call them, in there, but because of the Civil Rights Act, they were forced to do it.
Wow.
And they gave me an opportunity.
That's awesome.
And I've never looked back since.
That's great.
It's a beautiful story. And it's, you know, someone out there cared and helped, gave you a foot up, and you took the opportunity.
Because that was my way out through the federal government, the police department. Those people are the ones that I have the background in. But I know where I came from, and I know what life can be and what it is right now, what they call the hood. And it's truly not a fair picture, because you got all these young ladies with these children, and there's nothing. Someone needs to step in, and something needs to be done mentally to try to stave off this problem and give these children an opportunity. Otherwise, we're going to have another generation of problems.
You're right. You got to give them a path. You've got to give the young people, you're correct. So it gives you pride and a purpose. Get them into a job. Give them an opportunity. Because otherwise, like you say, if every idle minds get into trouble, if everyone's just sitting around, you're just giving out money without a path. Give people a path so they can step up and better their life. It's a beautiful story. That made our morning, your story. That was very nice.
People say things like, I want you to get a good job. What does that mean?
Yeah,
good
right.
Job is a good job. So you got to quantify things and let people, give people something they can reach for. So for my European cousin, my next door neighbor might be a doctor or something, a physicist. But because of me, my position is my next door neighbor might be working Department of Public Works. So my children don't see that type of exposure. So it's not that they don't grasp for it, it's just they don't see it. You can't get something you don't know what it is.
You're right.
So therefore, what we need to do is bring the talent to the people because they don't live next door to us. So,
Cliff, you're a shining light, my friend.
Bring these people in and then teach them finance.
Right.
It's the capitalist system.
That's right.
That's 100% right. I always say, you want to help out a community? A little pizza shop or grocery shop opens up. It employs people.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
You're 100% right.
Patronize them.
I would take all these houses, just like they did back in the 60s when they built our homes, that I would tear them all out and rebuild them standard.
And then make a neighborhood clean and safe so people can live there and prosper. You're a good man. You know, well, that's what happens. In a small town, we care about each other. We're very fortunate to have people like you in our community, our listeners, like the fellow that called previously. It's a good life. Am I right here, Gene? But you care about people.
It is.
And you try to give people an opportunity to say, look, let's get a basic job. Let's clean up these areas. And it shouldn't be the way it is. That is perpetually, decade after decade after decade, a neighborhood stays bad. Well, then they're not doing something right. They need to clean it up so businesses come in, give people jobs, and give people a purpose. Thank you for the call. You're a gentleman.
Cliff, it's always good to hear from you.
And you're a friend.
You're a good...
Thank you for the call.
You're my friend also.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
You're a good friend. I love hearing from Cliff. Always upbeat.
Listen to the life that he had. Like a caller before from Cliff, we meet nice people. Because someone would say, Mr. Thierman, Gene M. Isley, do you like what you do? The answer is, we like people.
That's right.
You know, so it's, we always say over the years, someone comes in and they learn from us. Guess what? If you're listening, we learn from you.
So absolutely.
We appreciate it. It's a two-way street.
It is. Let's get back to the phone lines. We're going to go to Jonathan calling from Ocean City. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be as positive as the last two callers.
Uh-oh.
Well, that means you might be an estate lawyer. My wife calls me Dr. Doom.
Right, exactly. You have to come back to reality in today's world because I'm a little younger than the last two callers, and I see things a little bit different because of my generation, possibly.
Okay.
And hopefully that will change. I don't know. I always reference Colonel Sanders. It's never too late. But the first thing I wasn't going to originally ask, but now I will since I just heard about the different savings that people have done. What do you think of this $1,000 that they're giving to certain amount of children? Where's that coming from and where's it going in your mind, Gene?
Well, I don't know if it's a blanket everybody applies. I believe it is for every child that's born from, was it the beginning of 2025? I think the plan was touted. I don't know what the end result was, though, Jonathan. I think that's what it was. So it's not going to last forever. It's a limited time frame that they're going to be doing this, but it's to incentivize families to save. Where do I think it's coming from? There's talk of the tariff bank being part of what's contributing to it. I don't know exactly if that's the spot that it's coming from. It would make sense if it does. I'd love to see the deficit reduced. That would make some sense.
Trade, that would help us.
The trade deficit has come down.
Credit card.
Pardon me?
We have this huge credit card that we have in New Jersey that we have to constantly pay off, and it doesn't ever go down.
No, you're right.
Everybody walks around like we're in this world of bliss when, you know, when you have a mortgage hanging over your head, I believe mortgage comes from morgue, you know, basically death. So, I mean, that's not a positive, unfortunately. Now, my other question was, and this will, I'll finish it up. It seems like, okay, it seems like the more powerful government work gets, meaning workers, okay, the more money we put into the government workers, the increases in pay, it seems like that the stock market is following that. Do you sense in many of your clients that the government workers are saving and contributing to that stock market, number one? Number two, wouldn't that make it a false type of, because the money we're giving to government workers, it's credit card money. It's money that we owe. So it's like, aren't we just turning money over in a sense, or pumping it up in a different place? Or do you see my logic, and am I kind of right or wrong, or what's the matter with my thinking on that?
Well, first of all, government workers are employees of the government, and in some cases we saw where there were categories of government that had too many people involved, just like a company. If they're earnings are starting to soften, you see layoffs occur. You saw that when Doge came into the White House, where they cut back workers because the departments were just, you know, a glut of people. And you're seeing it at state levels where there's a glut of people. You know, do they keep hiring? Is it good for the economy? Well, it's good for certain economies, but who's got to pay the salaries? And you're right. Taxpayers pay the government employees, and just like corporations pay their employees, is there a level of?
Yeah, but we,
go ahead.
But we can't afford it. So how are we paying these people? It's just, it's never going to stop. And back in the old days, you know, olden days, when you used to be able to leave your doors open and people had more of a morality of the Ten Commandments.
And you're right.
It almost seems like we're going the wrong way, and it's just the stock market keeps going up, but I think to myself, where's the money coming from? I mean, I know that there's people with pensions, even coming out of Ocean City, they're upwards to $100,000 a year, and the people retire at 55 years old.
That's so crazy.
How are the taxpayers going to keep funding this credit card?
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, honestly, Jonathan. It is true. And David's sitting here shaking his head in agreement as well. It's, you know, again, the voters. We vote these people in office. We keep voting them back in office. And it's, who was it that said the meaning of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome? So we keep voting people.
Here's a wrench in that thought. How about the elections actually being tainted? You know, like I posed a question to actually with Seth Grossman on the radio, and he won by one or two votes. And then we did the numbers, and for him to win by one or two votes was 100 to 50,000. One in 50,000 elections that would happen. To me, something might be fishy with our elections, which is one of the reasons why maybe we keep redoing the same thing. David R. Thierman was correct on that Woodrow Wilson time frame. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at it, that was a real dark time in our history.
It was.
Policy that was, you know, kind of pointed in the wrong direction. And he's right. If people study that time, wow, that what they did there secretly was something else. Colonel Menhouse, or whatever his name was, the second in command. I mean, if you study history, you start to see where it went bad. But anyway, like I said, I'm a little doom and gloom, unfortunately.
No, well, that means you're a critical thinker. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
David, I'm just not taking. I'm looking at more at the situation, and it's never as simple as people would think. There's more complexity. You're correct. We're at the top of the hour.
Yeah,
we want to thank you for the call.
All righty. I want the best, though.
Hey,
of course.
You're the best. Well, that's it. Everyone, you care. David, the reason I get upset is because I care. That's a good thing. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, but it's good. But I, But yeah, but it gave me heart problems. But
no,
anyway,
then don't do that.
Then don't be so critical. There's nothing. Don't
right. Smile when you're critically thinking. You're terrific. Thank
right
you.
Now, I appreciate it.
We're at the top of the hour. We
Thank
want
you,
to
Jonathan.
Remind you.
No, he's got a point.
He has a
he
lot
does.
Of points.
He's got
yes.
some very good points.
David, he's concerned that there's always a deficit and they're spending money. And the answer is he should be concerned. We all should be concerned. We have excellent callers. Want to remind you during the week.
During the week, you can reach David Thierman at his law offices on New Road in Linwood. You're in Summers Point.
Summers Point. I go through Linwood to
yes,
get to Summers
do.
Point. Route 9 in Summers Point.
You can reach him at 609-653-6003. It's crazy. It's, you know, again, we've got to get out there. We've got to vote with our hearts and our brains and our minds and our wallets. And I vote number one with my wallet.
Yeah, and I vote for myself.
No, you don't.
But my wife votes for herself, so it hasn't been working, okay?
We want to wish you a safe weekend, everyone. We appreciate you being out there and calling. And great calls today. And yes, Jonathan, you're among the great calls. So don't think that just because you have a different attitude, we don't value it. But for all of our friends and listeners out there, just be safe. It's going to be rainy and cool. Not cold, but cool. So check out your documents, review them. It's a great weekend to do it. Make sure they say what they want, what you want them to say, and do not write on them. And with that, I'm going to bid you all a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back here next weekend for more of It's Your Money. And David, you're going to be in studio with us again?
Yes, Gene, I'm here.
All right. Take care, everyone.